Good morning, Dan, and good morning to everyone. How are you?
A good win by the Roosters last night. Well, let's turn our attention now that those games are over to tomorrow night, Andy, the Titans and the Raiders.
Can we actually just turn our attention to football? What a nightmare week. I hate the off-field issues. Let's just talk footy.
Why not?
Titans and the Raiders, Brian Kelly back in the centres. Showed a little bit last week, a little bit, but probably not much more than that. I like the fact, in terms of continuity, that they've remained, the Titans have remained with AJ Brimson at fullback, Tanner Boyd and Toby Sexton in the halves, and Jaden Campbell as the interchange. As flashy as Jaden has shown us at times, he's still a baby, still developing physically. His injuries seem sidelined more probably than he plays. And by moving him in and out at will of the starting 13, it disrupts the other 12. So I think Jaden's found his place at the moment, or Justin Holbrook's found his place at the moment. But on Justin Holbrook, how much more are the Titans management going to accept? Really massive couple of weeks for Justin, because if they keep going loss, I see Justin's percentage of remaining there for next season decreasing rapidly. They haven't come out and said he's got the full backing of the owners and the board just yet, which is the final nail in the coffin of any coach. I think they've got a really tough day against the Raiders. I think the Raiders are starting to play some really good footy, and I see the Raiders, despite the fact that it's on the Gold Coast, I see the Raiders actually putting up a bit of a number here. So, you know, a bit dangerous.
All right, let's turn our attention then to tomorrow night. The Broncos, I reckon, apart from the Cowboys, they've been the surprise packet for 2022 for mine. The Broncos take on the West Tigers.
Yeah, very much looking forward to this one. Well, very much looking forward seeing the Broncos do their thing. The West Tigers absolutely robbed against the Cowboys last week. Another terrible, terrible week of headlines involving the Tigers, the judiciary, and then obviously the Manly jersey that we're not going to go into. Is this going to be the rebound game? I see this as going one of two ways. I see the Tigers putting 12 on the Broncos, or I see the Broncos absolutely hammering the Tigers into the ground. If the Tigers are hurting and they come out all fired up and they're able to match Brisbane's physicality early, maybe we've got a bit of a game on our hands, because they would be burning. There is no other way to describe it. But, mate, confidence and the mental application, mental stability of an elite athlete is a difficult thing to monitor and a difficult thing to predict. And if the Tigers aren't angry about last week, and if they're feeling a bit of self-pity and club pity, that's not the right place to be. You know, easy to look for excuses, but if they're looking for excuses, they're going to get done by 40.
And we don't want that happening. And Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast joins us this morning. And finally, mate, the Dragons take on the Cowboys.
Yeah, they do. Wow, what a huge game this is for both footy sides. Let's be honest, the Cowboys the last couple of weeks have been a little bit wobbly. Reuben Cotter named on an extended bench. So Todd Payton is obviously thinking, okay, maybe it's time to roll the dice. Yeah. I don't know if rolling the dice on Sunday against the Dragons is the go with Reuben. You know, the temptation for me, then again, I'm not a coach, the temptation for me is to hold him back that one extra week and make sure the hamstring is fine. The Dragons, hard to get a gauge on. Yep. They've now got Jack Bird and Zach Lomax named in the centres. They've got Tau Tau Moga named on the wing. Tyrell Sloan is back in the number 14 jersey. Whilst in the extended reserves, you've got Michael Molo, Max Fenai, Jaden Tyrell, Thuimeono, and Jackson Ford. I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Griffin maybe makes a few changes prior to kickoff. We won't know until 3:05 on Sunday.
Yep.
There's another guy that's under a bit of pressure. Yeah. He's released the coaches for next year. History tells us when the assistant coaches are told with 2 months remaining in the season, that is the first level of cards from the deck that start falling. So an important couple of weeks for Anthony Griffin. Dan, the way it's going, you and me might end up co-coaching an NRL side in 2023.
Well, let's give it a go and see what we can do. What do you reckon? Hey, Andy, what's on the podcast this week, mate?
Mate, terrific one. Did Ryan Girdler on the Legends series. The podcast out right now. Our latest release has got Stacey Jones, Scotty Drinkwater, Kurt Capewell, Will Penasini, Christian Walsh, amongst others. The focus, though, goes to next week's Legends series, the great Gene Miles. And doesn't Big Gino have a story to tell? Can't wait. That's on the Legends series next week on Andy Raymond Unfiltered. You can listen to it wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch up next week.
Pleasure, mate. Look forward to it.
Thank you very much. Andy Raymond there from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast on 1332 4BU.